two.
Peace.
Two. Hello, welcome to episode 82 of 2P Starts Live. He's Tim.
And he is Ray.
We hope you enjoy the show
today.
Well, exciting week, Tim. Exciting week. Lots going on. E3 happened. I liked being able to edit the podcast and see my predictions shattered all at the same time.
That was great.
Knowing that when I released the podcast, I would be already wrong. Yeah, that's what I love. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So you admit it, you were...
Yeah, I was happy with Nintendo's press conference, I won't
lie.
Great. I mean, I was like, you know what? New Super Mario Bros., like, that's what I've been asking for years.
Yeah.
2D Mario game with 3D graphics for a console. Boom, there it was. And then it was co-op, and I'm like, well, that's pretty cool, too. And now I'm very excited to play that game.
Yeah, that looks great.
They brought Yoshi back. You know, they brought him back for Galaxy 2. I'm like, dude, I'm in heaven. This is exactly what I asked for.
Yeah, they're all into Yoshi now. I mean...
Yeah.
The only thing that was disappointing about New Super Mario Bros., they said the game uses so much of the Wii's processing power that they can't put it online.
Which was almost kind of sad to hear, in a way.
Really, really
sad. It's like,
sad.
Really? That's pushing its... like power to the extreme is like New Super Mario Bros. Wii. I mean, it just seems a little weird, you know.
You know that game we released back in the early 80s? You know, it's called Super Mario Brothers. Well, we made a version of that game where you could both play at the same time, and the console we just came out with a couple of years ago, like the latest technology we have, it's really pushing it to the limits here. So that's a little problematic.
It is kind of funny to think. Yeah. Oh yeah.
I mean, I was trying to think, has there ever really been a multiplayer or a co-op Mario experience? And I don't...
Not really, no.
I guess Donkey Kong Country
is the only thing I can think of.
Hmm.
That would be in the same sort of vein. Very
and,
cool.
Yeah, you mentioned Mario Galaxy 2
was announced,
2.
And that was very cool. At first, when I started watching the video, I'm like, yeah, it looks about the same. But like, the video kept going, and I kept seeing cool things. Like, well, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. That's pretty... I'm like, all right, well, it looks like a good game.
Yeah, another one out of left field, but...
And really, what's the harm in having another Mario Galaxy game?
Yeah, I mean, they got the engine, right?
And that was one of my minor qualms with the last game when I gave it a scathing review of, 9.7? And
yeah,
I was like, you know, it didn't have Yoshi, it was missing a lot... It had so much more potential to it. Like, they didn't really do very many things with, special worlds or anything. You know, there weren't really any good secrets...
Yeah, with Yoshi back in it, and they were mentioning a lot more kind of 2D-ish Mario levels, even in Galaxy.
Yes.
It's kind of like, hey, maybe we're going to get that. Now, what would make me happy is if they did away with the hub world thing and gave
it
kind of...
Well, they just need a better hub world, because the hub world in Galaxy friggin' sucks.
So what else at Nintendo's conference? Well, they spent a lot of time with Wii Sports Resort.
Yes, which looks pretty decent, I must say. I mean, it looks like it'll be fun.
I still don't know all that much about the game. I mean, I guess I know what some of the mini games are, but not all of them. And I have a hard time. It's again Nintendo. Just I don't get the information very well. I heard there's a golf game, but I don't know. Is it mini golf or is it?
Yeah, it's
real
full
golf.
It looks like full golf, and they also have bowling in it as well. Again, so.
Oh really? Okay.
Yeah, I saw some bowling action.
See, I wish they included all the original
the old ones, right.
Wii Sports redone with Motion Plus, but yeah, no, that looks like it'll be good, and I'll probably certainly end up getting it.
Then they also announced a new Metroid game, which
that
much
was
blew
quite
my
a
mind.
Shocker.
Good lord!
And it looks pretty awesome too.
Yeah, it was just like it's one of those things where, like, you know nothing about anything, and all of a sudden they just throw like. Boom, 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 boom. And you're like, what did I just see? That's crazy. Like, it happened so fast. There's all this stuff going. It's like, all these people have been working on this for a long time, and yet I just got thrown into an avalanche of information about it. And, there's some parts of it that looked kind of weird, but overall, I was like, that looked friggin' great. Like, very exciting stuff.
With getting, you know, the Metroid Prime series wrapped up here on the Wii, I wasn't expecting a Metroid game for years, maybe, you know?
Exactly.
I mean, we don't get very many of those, especially on the consoles, you know, and...
Right.
That was, yeah, really out of left field, too. And yeah, those are some really great surprises there. And that's first and third person view, right? It looks like it's...
It appears to be that way, yeah.
Yeah, kind of got a little of both, so...
Yeah, so overall, I was happy with Nintendo's, although they did have the Wii Vitality Sensor.
What the heck is that? What? They always have to throw in some, you know, random piece of plastic to...
I mean, really, what could be more hilarious for the Wii than that? Like, if you were to make a parody of that, like, could you make anything...
Yeah, that's like a comic right there, except it really happened, you know?
Right, let's do... Like, what if they came out with, like, man, there's nothing more hilarious than a Wii Vitality Sensor that, you know... It takes your pulse or... Yeah, it's like, this is just ridiculous. So I'm glad that wasn't, like, the big reveal. I mean, they could have spent an hour... I was surprised that they didn't announce Wii Music 2. I was shocked.
Yeah. And then all get on stage. Gosh. That video you sent me of last year's was just... As hilarious as it was just a reminder of how just atrocious it was last year.
Oh, it was so bad.
Which puts it into perspective of how good this conference was.
Oh, totally. Absolutely, yeah. And Sony, how was Sony's press conference? I kind of looked at information about it, but didn't really watch
any of
it.
I thought they both Sony and Microsoft had good conferences as far as showing off game, like, you know, decent games for their consoles.
Well, what I found hilarious about Sony's press conference was when they announced Final Fantasy 14, even though Final Fantasy 13 isn't even out yet. Like,
yeah, not coming this year even.
Yeah, it's like, really? This is insane.
I was pretty blown away too, but I'm like, well, really, Final Fantasy 14, it happens to have a number on the end of it, but it's an MMO like 11 was, and
right, it's a different
it's really
kind,
very
yeah.
different.
Yes.
But yeah, the fact that it's, you know, in some sort of sequence, it's like saying, here's Mario Galaxy 2. Oh, and by the way, we're also announcing Mario Galaxy 3.
Right, but it's really Mario Party, you know.
Yes.
And then they also came out with their own motion sensing wand of some sort. Which,
yeah,
I gotta be honest, didn't really impress me. I mean, really felt like they were grasping for straws.
It may end up being awesome, just so everyone has their own motion sensing thing, that's fine. But it seemed way too early to be showing it off. And I think they were only showing it because they knew that Motion Plus was going to be there. They had a pretty good idea that Microsoft is going to announce something, so it's like,
right.
Well, we can't be left behind on this, you know. And so it seems to kind of combine the two technologies, where it's got the wand and the camera, and it can, you know, do all sorts of stuff. But again, yeah, it was a little early to be that impressed with it.
And it was amazing to me, you're right, you know, Microsoft did announce that motion sensing thing that was rumored about.
And we read about what it was supposed to be capable of, and we're
right,
just
and that was basically
like
filled all those things. I mean, it claims to do all those things, which we were like, "It's impossible." It's wishful thinking. It's the Sega Activator all over again, and that's really what it was. What was hilarious is like it looked exactly like in the picture, in the mock-up picture, or what I considered to be a fake picture, but it was just it's black instead of white. Like,
right.
Like, so maybe that person did what I asked for when I said just change one thing, you know, like,
yeah.
they inverted it, you know, like, there you go, and that's
right.
Why it looks so out of place, maybe, you know. and where they showed it off, it almost looked like the same place, you know, except there wasn't a TV or there wasn't a window behind it, you know. It was just, oh man, it was so close, it really cracked me up. But like, I was really impressed with that product, with the ideas for it. It was very ambitious, but
yes.
Honestly, though, I don't buy half of it. Like, I really... like, I watched that video that they showed, and it's... And first of all, it's all simulation. Like, none of it is actually,
yeah,
like,
course.
Real. Here's the number one problem I have with Project Natal. Here's my issue. Like, it's really cool if this... Like, okay, it works. That's right. Okay, let's just say it works, and it can sense your whole body moving. And, like, that's really fun, but is it a good game? And here's my issue with it. Like, what makes a game good is limitations. People don't realize this, but being limited is actually one of the best things about video games. For example, in Super Mario Brothers, if you could jump 50 feet into the air, like, you just jump over the entire level. You know, you just fly across the stage and end it.
Right.
It's like, to be limited to only a certain height of a jump, you know, or like Mega Man can only fire horizontally, you know, he can't fire up. That changes everything. Like, if he could fire any direction, it'd be a totally different game. If he could run faster than anything, you know, it's like having limitations creates challenges where it's like, oh, I can't do that. Like, how can I beat this boss if I can't do that? So when I see, like, the Project Natal, where the boy is, like, the monster, and he's breaking through the city, you know, and he's, like, smashing helicopters and stuff, like, he's moving like a monster, which is what you're supposed to do, but, like, you're not limited to that. Like, they cannot force your body to move as slow as a monster. Like, with a controller, they can, but with a person, it's like, what if he just scrambled his arms all around the screen as fast as he could? Like, there's no limitation there. Is there? How
no.
would that work?
And I had the same thought at that same exact moment. I thought some of those ideas were very good. That, in itself, was a horrible idea. Just like the when the kid first comes on the screen and plays the fighting game or whatever, it's like...
Right.
So if you're a real black belt in real life, you'll know how to beat the game really well. But if you're just a normal kid... you're going to suck at that game because you really have to do, like, a spin kick or... You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I mean,
that doesn't...
I mean, would that even work? I mean, it's like, you could just throw your fist in a fury, you know? It's like, eventually you'll hit him, right? Like, how does it... Like, it doesn't have any control over your body.
Yeah, that's where the people making the games are going to have to make those choices. I don't think that game would ever get made because, you're right, you have this clunky monster... And you're, you know, as you move your body, assuming the monster has, you know, is slow, it's not going to be one-to-one anymore. So you
yeah,
can't
if,
do that
or if
game.
It does stay one-to-one, then you make it the monster as fast as you want it to. And that's where,
right.
like, the comic idea stemmed with me, like, waving a Sonic toy in front of it, you know? Like,
right.
just have things happening everywhere, and, like, all the helicopters are blowing up. Headshot, 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 you know?
Yeah,
I mean,
you win.
Come on. And then
yeah,
people are like,
so...
oh, this would be great for first-person shooters. And I'm like, get out of town, people. Like... We can hardly get a first-person shooter to work on the Wii, you know? I mean, you can get them to work. It takes a lot of skill. But, like, if you're standing up and, like, turn... I just can't see it happening. I really can't. Like, and so there's a lot of potential, but it's a lot of fake potential, in my opinion, where it's like, this is cool. I can throw paint at this canvas. But, like, how does that a game, though? Like, how does that... How can you make a game out of this? And, like, you can make some great tech demos, but at what point do the limiting challenges make it work?
Well, and that's again, that's where the developers are really going to have to come into play, because Microsoft is essentially providing you an amazing tool with which to push games in a new direction.
Yes.
And not just games. A lot of people are just saying, hey, this has a lot of use outside of games, you know, and you even see at the end there with like the like playing movies and navigating and stuff like that. I mean,
right.
It has potential in a lot of different areas of home entertainment
and which,
such.
Which, by the way, I have serious problems with voice activation. Like, I have serious problems with that. Because, like, you know, she's like, oh, play movie, and it watches the movie. You know, it plays it. But then she's like, when they're all done, she's like, good night, and it turns off, right? And I just imagine, like, sitting with a friend and being like, so, did you have a good night? Like, oh, man, like, what did you say that for? You know, like... Like, I just don't get, like, how... Like, that doesn't make any sense to me. Like, it really doesn't.
I don't think goodnight would be a very good, you know... I don't think... Yeah, that's not going to be what it's like. It'll be, like...
Like
stop playing movie
demo
or
where
pause
he, like,
movie or...
Where he, like, waves his arm in the air and it makes the menus move around, right? It's like, that works great when you move up and down from category to category. But when you move left to right through, like hundreds of different games or whatever, it's like, how do you move it one notch, you know, as opposed to like five? Like, how do you get just the right number of notches? Like, I worry about that thing.
The technology, I you know, I mean,
it's like, all we can hope is that they have it just drilled down in like no one's business. But
oh, yeah.
Really though, like, how is it gonna know how much I'm moving to the left? It's hard for me to buy some of this stuff.
It is really hard to believe, and that's where the comic comes in. But, you know, a lot of people, like, I linked that article where they're like, hey, I didn't think so either, but I saw it, and I was pretty blown away. Like, they took Burnout Paradise, and they added the motion control, so you got your hands like a steering wheel, and they said it was amazing. And when you want to push gas, your foot's forward, and when you want to brake, you push your foot back. And it's like, for a quick hack into that game to show off the technology...
Yeah.
On that end, it worked pretty well, so...
I still don't buy the idea of, like, oh, I'll change gears by moving my elbow slightly while sitting on a couch with other people. I just don't see that happening, personally.
Yeah, you know...
Because even in the promo video where they actually show people actually playing the game, the couch is to the side, you know?
You're saying you don't think it'll be able to detect your movement as opposed to somebody else's?
If you're all sitting on the couch together, no.
And that's what they say. I don't think they'd make that claim if it wasn't true.
But see, I mean, for what game, though? Because I got a lot of questions. It's not like I don't want it to work. It's not like, oh, I love the Nintendo
Party
so much,
pooper.
I don't want to see them take over. Like, trust me, if something's better, I'll admit to it, you know? Like, and we'll do this. But, like, I need to see this one to believe it. Because right now, I'm just so incredibly skeptical. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, we'll see. But I don't know. That could be a long ways away.
Yeah.
If it took a year for Wii Motion Plus from last year's E3...
Yeah, it's been... I mean, what is it going to cost?
Over a year.
You know? What is it going to cost? When is it going to come out? Like, are they really going to have that game where you talk with the boy, you know?
Milo,
and you have, like, really good conversations. Oh, you can sense how you're feeling based on your expression. Like, I mean, I just think
see,
of
that
visions
I heard
of...
didn't work very well.
Right. It's like, I just had visions of Seaman from the Dreamcast. You know, like this is can only really go so far. And there's only so many possibilities you can program in, you know? And I'm just, a lot of that stuff where it's, like, really open-ended, I'm like, you know what? I just don't believe it. I don't believe it.
Although,
that
brings up another... good point. Scribblenauts for the DS.
Yes.
It's getting a lot of attention at E3. Did you...
Yes, I did. I saw a video, and at first I was skeptical, and then as I kept watching, I'm like, wow, it's ridiculous. Like,
I mean, they kept trying any and every word.
Essentially, what you did was you typed in names. You're like, okay, you know, Kraken, and like a big octopus would drop on the screen and fight the other thing that was there.
Yeah, like, so every level is like a little puzzle, like, how do I solve this? And you pick any noun, any object that you want to help you possibly, you know, fix the level. So,
right, so you type in flamethrower, and a flamethrower drops in, and you start using it.
But,
and it was crazy, they just kept typing more and more, like, Einstein drops in and starts running around kicking things. Like, it's like God shows up. It was crazy. It was just one thing after another.
Just to give an example, I read this and thought it was awesome, and CK Cheeseboy posted it as well, but this was from Joysticks Hands-On in the game. They said, Andrew created a teleporter in an attempt to instantly apparate the Starite. Instead, it took him to a medieval world where he was besieged by shadowy assassins. He tried distracting them with candy. Really, Andrew? Then created a fairly anachronistic nuke. The nuke didn't detonate, however, so Andrew created a laser rifle to take out the assassins. One of his lasers grazed the aforementioned WMD and blew up the entire level. So it's like, yeah, just think of...
That's just crazy. I mean, it's just
every time
that's
you play,
an
there's like some
game. That is
random
amazing
stuff that you put in there. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely amazing. Just ridiculous.
So you don't say something's too limited or that.
Well, that game still got its limits. You know.
Yes.
I mean, you want to build your game around its strengths. So if they can make cool games around the limitless movement of Project Natal, then go for it. But, like, there aren't many things that you can do like that. Like, you're going to have to get lucky with some ideas there.
Yeah, I still think, you know, we're not going to see Street Fighter V on, you know, Project Natal, where you have to face off in your living room against your friend, you know?
We might. It'll just be horrible.
It'll just be miserable. having the dad do the pit stop thing with the tire.
No,
the car,
God, yes.
I was like, please, God. No. I don't ever want to see that. You know, that type of gimmicky minigame stuff is like, no, I want a good core game that happens to use this technology, you know?
Right. I mean, for people who think, like, oh, they're, like, finally no more waggle, no more cheap tricks, it's like, people will find the cheap tricks, you know? I mean, it's just going to happen. It's inevitable someone's going to find a way to just flash an LED light at the thing and make it go crazy somehow. You know, I don't know what it's going to be, but it's just going to go... yeah. All right, well, let's break it up a little bit with some... Remix. Shorty. Sorry. With this segment, I dish out a video game remix favorite of mine, who it's by and where you can grab it. This week, it's a remix of a song from the classic Paperboy called Smooth Delivery, and it's performed by Mithril Nazgul. Take a listen to a quick sample. Paperboy,
Cherokee, Cherokee, new kid on the block with a brand new sound. Pumping through your veins, kid, straight to the ground. Letting sins flow like they programmed. Letting words glow like a nuclear brand.
All right, if you'd like to add it to your music collection, I've got a link up right now back on the page you grabbed this episode of 2P Start Live from. Not to mention the link is also right there for those of you listening to the M4A version of the show. Just be warned, there was a little bit of language in the song, but it's not bad. Just a tad bit. Tim taking his clothes off.
No.
Which will take us to to Comic Talk. This week we had our Endless Possibilities comic. And we already touched our opinions on the project Natal.
Which is a horrible name, by the way.
Seriously, what is with Microsoft and their horrible, horrible names?
Couldn't they have come out with, like, the real name so that we'd all be saying the cool name that we'd be looking forward to instead of calling it Project Natal for, like, the next 6 months, right?
I still don't know if I'm pronouncing Natal correctly. I'm just going to say it.
Natal?
Right? Like, Natal.
I mean, that's
like,
what it says.
What could be a worse name for that, though? Like, what could be a worse name?
We? this comic got a lot of great feedback. I think people enjoyed seeing how the product might screw up, and we had fun thinking of different ideas for it. You know.
Scan your gear. Yeah, and that was the controversial panel. It was amazing to me, because you came up with the idea, like, oh, we should have someone, like, scanning their naked body, you know? And I'm like, yeah, that's what people are going to do.
That's what they're going to do.
And I mean, seriously, HDT bagging, who wants that? And so...
That's a huge problem, and that's why it was a great panel. I mean, it was a great idea for a panel.
And so when you're like, oh, I want like, a naked person, you know, but, like, have it be from the backside so the couch is covering his bottom sort of thing. Like, well, it'll be from the front, and just be forewarned, it'll be you. Because it was getting pretty late, and you're like, okay, yeah, sure, whatever. And I'm like,
Then when I saw it, I was like, yeah, I wanted it to be somebody.
And I spent so much
generic.
Time on that panel, too, because
it
was really freaking creepy. Like, I had you looking directly at the camera, you know, like, looking at the readers, and you're like, scan my gear, scan it. Like, it just looked so I, like, angled your eyes down just a little bit, so it's not looking at us, it's looking, like, maybe at the Natal thing itself, and I was like, okay, this is a little, it takes the edge off of it a little bit, you know? And originally I had a lot more of you showing, too. I had, like, your pecs and stuff, and so I moved you down, make it a little less, you know, direct. So I did everything I could to try to, like, neutralize the text.
If it had just said scan, it was like that could have been just a little vaguer, you know. It could have skated by. And if it wasn't me, then I wouldn't have cared so much. But when it was like, you know, scan it, you know, that extra push there was like, yeah, I'm not comfortable.
Well, you wanted
with this.
To say like scan my gear, and I'm always against those kind of things. So
right, yeah.
Yeah, so I put in, and of course it was late enough. I'm like, he has no say right now, so I'll take that change real quick.
Yeah, you were up forever. What, like 4 o'clock or something?
Yeah, I think 4:30. Yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah, well, it got out of hand.
Hey, I've already given the comic idea this week that you have no excuse to stay.
Well, here's
that
the thing:
again.
This Friday night I'm going to be playing a concert of some of my music.
Yes.
So I'm trying to get prepared for that, and I'll be recording it too. So. For those of you online who are interested in seeing some songs from Pixel Vision or Silver Eclipse played live, you can look forward to that.
Very cool.
And if any of you are nearby in the Salem-Keizer area of Oregon, like, hey, drop on by. Send me an email. I'll give you some information about where to be to see it happen.
Yeah, I wish I could be there, but I have a baby that's about to be born, so...
That's not an excuse, Tim.
It's not going to make it.
You don't have the baby yet, so therefore you have no excuse.
At this point, if I leave a 50-mile radius of my house, I'm probably going to be in trouble.
If you brought Sarah, imagine we could instill all these ideas in your child with this music.
Oh, man. She would have such a problem with that.
She doesn't like me, does she? Anyway.
No, it's not that.
It's not that, right?
It would be the flying... First of all, they wouldn't even allow her on an airplane at this point. Not even close. But,
Now, are the people who didn't get to see it ever going to get to see that panel? Because it was on the strip, and then we pulled it. We pulled that image out, and so it's no longer there. Will we ever show it to them again? I mean, is there somewhere they can go that's secret that they can grab it if they're interested and don't mind being a little offended with Naked Tim? Because I made a little side gag panel because yes, when I resized you in it so that you couldn't see as much of you, you could just tell you were naked from shoulders up. Like, I still, like, well, I spent so much work on his hot body, you know, like, I gotta do something with this, right? And so I made a panel that was, like, you, like, strutting your stuff, and it's like, sorry, ladies, he's married, or whatever.
See, I wouldn't mind releasing that panel, because there's nothing implied there that was, you know, beyond me
flexing
my
biceps. It's just weird out of
context.
Like, there's no context for it in that sense. So, you know, it's like, where did this come from?
What we can do is release the side gag panel, and they know what it says, what the real panel said, so...
Okay, let's do that. We'll put that in the podcast then, right here.
That's an actual... I actually sent Ray a photograph, an HD photograph of me without a shirt on, and he just... He scanned every muscular line in my body.
Yeah, not enough filters in the world would save you, buddy, trust me. Every great comic comes great comments. This week's suggestion box was no different. My comment of the week goes to Samuts, who said, "Why are the Wii and 360 on the carpet? That's just asking for a red ring of death."
And you know that entertainment center's got to be the world's worst entertainment center, right?
How come?
It's this huge, solid block of black wood. With no doors, no functionality at all. It just holds the camera.
That's called lazy artwork, all right?
We need a proper entertainment center where we can actually put our consoles inside. Okay, my comment of the week goes to Devin, who said, "Let's try to get this comic cut down even more. OMG blood! That's not family friendly." And somebody else later mentioned that they do believe that it's the first time that blood was ever shown in a 2P-starred comic.
I think so, yeah.
Which may be true, but it was
funny. One of these days, we're just going to have to do the most offensive comic possible. I mean, you do realize this, right?
I tried, but you wouldn't do it, remember? Gears of War meets... what was
Animal
it? Banjo-Kazooie.
Right. That's right. Yeah, you wanted to have him, like... My gosh.
A banjo cut through with a...
Because it was nuts and bolts. And they pick up a gear, and they're like, "Hey, what's this thing?" And then he's like, "Raw."
I love it.
I know. And then, like, I make you naked, and you're like, "I don't know, Ray." It's just pushing it.
Violence is one thing. I mean, come on.
Oh, boy.
Well, somebody else asked... there was a couple people that asked why light magenta, if that was some sort of secret hidden joke.
They had a color... I mean, when she was speaking colors, she was like... What did she say? Light blue, was it?
Light brown or something like that.
Light brown. I'm like, really? Light brown? Like, I'm gonna say that color, you know? Like, oh, fuchsia. Like,
yes.
You know, like those kind of, like, really, like, is there going to be a list that's like light orange, light yellow? Like, really, come on. And so I like the idea of you being like blue and it's like light magenta. Like,
yeah, something like, really complicated when all I say is blue. That's all. That's the joke. That's all there was. Nothing special about magenta.
Some people lurk around the site and don't do what they were born to, which is rise from your grave.
Rise from your grave.
Many 2P Start fans tend to lurk behind the shadows, hiding their faces by reading our comics, but never leaving a single comment.
How dare they?
So when one finds the courage... How do I follow? So when one finds the courage to break free from the shackles of silence, we salute you. Looks like the only grave riser we had was one that rose from the grave right as I was editing the last podcast, so I couldn't sneak him in, but it was Z Fleeman, who said, "Even though I've been lurking in the shadows for several months, I figured this is the perfect time for me to rise from my grave. It's things like the hidden math in panel 3, the ridiculous fans, i.e. the Sonic comic mailbag, and the refined humor that keep me coming back to 2B Start. Keep up the great work, you guys." Hidden math in panel 3, he's talking about the Pac-Man comic, by the way.
Correct.
Which is where, if you look closely, there are like numbers on Pac-Man, like trailing behind him and stuff. And of course, you... Let me pull up that conversation, actually. Tim Harding, "What's the text overlapping Pac-Man?" And I smile, and I say, "I have a more important question. Why are my musical misfit picks aligned to the bottom?" Because we have the archive, and you have everything aligned to the bottom of the page. Like,
yep.
Like, you have one column goes all the way down, and then the air column doesn't start till halfway, and then drops, and they're aligned at the bottom. So I'm like, "What's up with that?" And you're like, you first. I'm like, smile. Well, the entire first frame of the comic has a subtle circuit board on it. Just enough to the point where those who look hard enough will see weird little things in it that they can't explain. Tim, why? Well, I thought it would have an interesting look for it, you know? Not a fan?
Well, no, I didn't get if you had hidden something in there, some joke or...
It was like you were my boss, you know? Not literally my real boss, but like, it's as though you were my boss and you were like, so I noticed a little secret hidden thing here in a project you were working on. What's all that about? You know? Like, I just thought it would look cool. Why is that? Like, well, you know, I just like sweating bullets, you know?
Yeah.
You don't
Remove
know me.
Remove it now.
Yeah. Well, I think it's that time. The grass turns gray. The stores close at 5 p.m. It's time for the dreaded Black Doom Awards. Each week, Tim and I both mention a terrible choice made related to video games in honor of the worst character Sonic Team has ever created, Black Doom. Well, Tim, what's yours?
No, you go first.
Well, my Black Doom Award goes to Resident Evil 5.
Again?
This has happened once before, for a very different reason. Here's the thing. I was playing with my friend John Watts. We played through the whole thing. It took friggin' forever, by the way. And we had a lot of fun. But I have some major issues with, like, how you handle items in the game, okay? It comes down to this. Like, you can pull up an inventory while the game is being played, okay? So, like, if you pull up your inventory, you can still get hurt. And you have, like, 9 slots, and you have, your gun, some grenades, some ammo, etc. Now, like, if you have finished a level, and you're on, like, the main menu screen, you can take your weapons and move them around the slots. Like, you can rearrange which slots are where. But when you're in the game, when you're actually playing, you can't do that. And I might be able to understand something like that, except here's one of the things that you can't do, which is you can't trade weapons with your partner, okay? If someone picks up a weapon, it is now inherently theirs forever. Like, you cannot give it up to the other person. Like, all you can do is sell it. You can use it or sell it, but you can't trade it to your friend. Like, you can pass any kind of item between each other, except weapons, okay? Now, in addition to that, here's one thing that you can do, right? You can equip ammo. Literally, you hold ammo in your hand. Like, why would I want to hold a box of shotgun shells in my hand? Really? Like, how is that useful? It's like, well, you can press B to give it to your friend. Like, yeah, but I can also go to the menu and say, okay, shotgun shells, give to friend. You know? Like, why do I also get the option to equip it? Like, that's just a mistake. Like, why? Like, all you do is like, it's almost like a comical thing, you know? Like, oh my god, this is this huge monster, like, shotgun shells. Ugh, like, oh crap, you know? Like, really? And so it just bugs me. It's like, so I can equip shotgun shells in my palm, but I can't rearrange my shotgun to slot number 2. Like, really? It's just friggin' weird. Like, I. Like, really, a shotgun takes up the same amount of space as, like, an egg? Really? You know, right. Like, come on.
We're still there, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Did you see any of Nyko's new peripherals?
Oh, I did, yes.
Yeah,
oh, gosh.
This is definitely Black Doom material. So, you know, Nyko doesn't always have the best ideas. They have their little, you know, charge and grip thing for the PSP, and that's fine for some people, whatever. But take a look at these two peripherals.
Yeah.
First we've got for the DSi.
God, the God, really.
The case with built-in zoom camera lens. And how are
for
you
those
supposed
of you
to...
who can't see, the DSi has a camera on it.
Yes, which doesn't mean you
which
have to
put
a zoom
lens on. Which is just a hole on the back
it.
Of the case, okay? And now there's like this... what, 4-inch long, like, silencer for a weapon, like, protruding from the end of the DS. Like, it's like, come on, really?
I've seen these things for, like, the iPhone, you know, with a big zoom on it, and it's like, it's just the lamest thing ever. And it's not a good camera. It's like a VGA, like, 0.3 megapixel camera, right?
Right.
Maybe it's 1 megapixel, I don't know. Is there really any purpose to zooming in that crap? So, totally lame, but even lamer, I think, was their a type pad for the Wii remote. Did you see that one?
No, I didn't see that one.
Oh boy, this is even better. Take a look at that.
No way. I don't know how you can get much worse than that.
Oh, it's worse.
Oh. Oh, that's quality right there.
What are you supposed to do with that thing? I mean, if you need a keyboard,
you can't see. It's essentially, I don't even know how to explain it. It's something out of Star Trek, first of all. But it's a Wii remote with like a keypad wrapped around it. Like you have
all the way up to the A button almost.
Oh man.
It's like, and then look at all the wasted space on the bottom.
Just wait till you have to attach Wii Motion Plus to that, you know? That's
right. Oh, yeah,
like,
that must
man.
Be what the little thing on the bottom is for, right?
Right.
The little
and by
indentation.
The way, it is easier to remove Wii Motion Plus than I thought.
Good.
I saw Matt Casmasina do it. Remove it, that is. And, yeah.
So my daughter doesn't have to grow up in a world.
She doesn't have
where...
to grow up in a world where Wii Motion Plus is a
I'll tell Sarah. She'll be happy.
She's like, oh good, now I can go see Ray's concert.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Well, that will do it for this episode. So finally, we'd like to wrap up the show with Musical Misfits.
Misfits.
So, oh my good goodness, Tim. Just, you know what, just stop your recording. Just go to bed or something.
Can I go to sleep now?
Some great video game songs have been lost in the shuffle over time, and we play one in full after the show's over for those who are interested. So you are free to leave. Class dismissed. Our listeners get to trade off every other week with my suggestions. So this week's song was submitted by Roger Cat. It's the song Cardia 2 from Trauma Center New Blood for the Wii. So that will do it for this edition of Two Piece Starts Live. Join us every Wednesday for a brand new comic and every Monday for a brand new podcast. Just like the one you heard here, except better. With that, he's Tim.
And he is Ray.
We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Like, I need to see this one to believe it, because right now I'm just so incredibly skeptical. It's ridiculous.
All right, so what they're going to do is, just to prove it to you, they're going to release a Tickle Fight demo, and you have to have a Tickle Fight on the couch with somebody, and it'll detect all of your tickles and all of their tickles individually and determine the winner, so...
Interesting. So this is this how the baby making process got started for you, or
something
what?
Like that? Yeah.
All right. Yeah. All right. Moving on.